Elias Costa has just picked up an application for American citizenship at the Immigrants Assistance Center in New Bedford. He has legal status in the U.S. He's lived here almost 30 years, but the New Bedford resident says he's still afraid he could be deported at any time.
We have that fear on our mind. You know, nowadays they are looking for every little thing. They say, okay, you became deportable now. You step the wrong way, you become on the left side of the law for a minimum infraction. They say, okay, we just don't want you over here no more. That's it.
As a legal resident, Costa should have nothing to worry about. But he says attaining citizenship is the only way to be 100% sure he won't be sent back to his native Brazil. He has a young son and a disabled wife, and he wonders what would happen to them if he were ever picked up.
You can barely leave the house without thinking, am I going to be able to come back home? What I've heard is once they catch you, that's it. You go from there to jail until the time for you to be deported.
His green card puts Costa in a much better position than the thousands of immigrants who are undocumented in New Bedford and elsewhere. And the fact that even he, a legal resident, feels compelled to apply for citizenship to avoid deportation highlights how serious the problem has become. Rita Resende is a New Bedford immigration attorney. She says many people are unaware they don't have to open the door to ICE agents unless the agents have a warrant signed by a judge.
Most of the time they don't have a warrant signed by a judge because they can't really know a person's status and have a reason to come for them unless they have already had an encounter with immigration. And that's a lot of the people, they have not had encounter with immigration.
Resende hands out small wallet-sized red cards with text that immigrants can read aloud if immigration officials come to the door.
And it says, I don't wish to speak with you, answer your questions, or sign or hand you any documents based on my Fifth Amendment rights under the U.S. Constitution.
While there's no concrete definition of a sanctuary city, it's generally agreed that five Massachusetts communities fit the description. New Bedford has not officially declared sanctuary status, but city police say they try to build trust with the community by not asking people about their immigration status. They will, however, turn someone over to immigration authorities if the person is wanted for a serious crime. It's much the same story in Somerville, which has proudly declared itself a sanctuary city for 30 years. But Mayor Joe Curtatone says that doesn't mean people get a free ride.
You've been charged or convicted of a dangerous crime or a felony. We will work to turn you over. But we're not going to hold people without just cause.
Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson doesn't buy that. He says mayors like Curtatone are lawbreakers, plain and simple.
My first response to them would be, you took an oath to uphold the law. You have no right to decide which federal laws you're going to follow and which ones you don't.
Hodgson has been in the news a lot lately, including testifying before Congress about the need for preemptive enforcement.
Some of those people that might be afraid, who haven't done anything wrong yet, could very well be people like Muhammad Atta or the Zarnaev brothers, who hadn't really done anything wrong until they committed those catastrophic events.
Hodgson applied for his department to become a 287G agency. That means after a four-week government-funded training course, his officers will be empowered to act as federal immigration authorities.
When our people are trained under 287G, our people will be qualified as ICE agents to, when someone's brought in, to conduct the interview and then to query the databases for ICE and then send the email report over to ICE. They will make the determination again as to whether or not they want the person held or not.
But Helena De Silva Hughes of the Immigrants Assistance Center says that also means innocent people potentially could be deported.
The reality is that the net is cast. And in the middle of it, there are so many people who are not the hardcore criminals, and they get caught in the middle. And that has always been my concern, and I have seen that in the past, and that's what's scary.
The Trump administration is cracking down on undocumented immigrants, but sanctuary cities remain in limbo, with no official definition and no assurance that federal funding won't be pulled from communities that declare themselves as sanctuaries. Meanwhile, immigrant residents live with constant uncertainty about their futures. For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in New Bedford.